Being born in the late 70s means that my birth coincided with the birth of the Seattle Mariners, Seattle Seahawks, and Seattle Supersonics. Being what you would call a Seattle sports fan from birth, it also means that I had to deal with my development and growing pains, the same time that the Seahawks, Sonics, and Mariners were dealing with theirs. Watching the Seahawks lose in such dramatic, heartbreaking fashion on Sunday really took me back to my childhood. I can still see my dad sitting in his chair, again in disbelief, and not just that the Seahawks managed to lose another game, but how on earth did they manage to lose that game? I remember being at a Little League baseball game, running to the car between innings to catch the score on the radio of the top-seeded Seattle Supersonics in the playoffs against the lowly Denver Nuggets, only to hear that the Sonics had become the victim of the biggest playoff upset in the history of modern professional basketball. I remember being at the Mariners game when they won a record 116 games in one season, more than any other team in the history of professional baseball, only to have that achievement forgotten when they lost early in the playoffs the same year. I remember watching players like Alex Rodriguez leave town because there was more money and a better chance at a championship elsewhere, while other players refused to come to Seattle because we couldn't afford them or it was too South Alaska in the professional sports world. I remember covering a press conference in Seattle for KPLU where NBA Commissioner David Stern promised that the Sonics would never be leaving town. I wouldn't be surprised if sports fans from Boston, New York, or Philadelphia wondered why we kept showing up to our team's games after years of not going to the World Series and not winning a Super Bowl. So why do we keep cheering for our teams? Are we simply kidding ourselves? Are we ignorant? I like to think of it like this. The person who is constantly showered with gifts comes to appreciate those gifts less and less because they're so common, and they happen all the time. Seattle sports fans are comparable to the type of person who only seldom receives a gift. When they do, they appreciate it because it has certain meaning. No one outside of the Northwest can ever really understand how much Steve Largent, Edgar Martinez, Dave Niehaus, and Ken Griffey Jr. really mean to Seattle sports fans. Despite a tough end to a promising football season on Sunday for the Seahawks, most fans came to realize that their latest gift was a rookie quarterback named Russell Wilson, who showed something really special. And as Seattle sports fans have had to do year after year for so many years now, we will hold tight to that gift, which offers us so much promise for the future, and mutter to ourselves the familiar phrase that we've had to say annually, "There's always next year." Kevin Kniestad, KPLU News.